Hey mama, are you wondering how you can keep from letting everything go just so you can have a sick day or a day of rest? It is possible, but you kind of have to do a little planning ahead. So I was just talking with a mom who gets hormonal migraines, so she can plan to have 1 to 3 days a month where she maybe isn't feeling her best for making meals and taking care of the house and the children on those specific days. And one of the ways that I recommend preparing for that season or for those days of the month when you would maybe not be feeling your best is to get some freezer meals or some microwave items that your children can make themselves. Make something ahead. You can, a lot of times when I had younger children, I would make an entire loaf of bread into sandwiches and then shove it back in the loaf bag so that they could make their sandwiches or go grab a sandwich whenever they were hungry. We could even pre-cut them or whatever if we wanted to. But I did that for car snacks and oftentimes just for afternoon snacks while I was, if we were having a later dinner waiting on daddy to get home or something. We'd have PB&Js when they came home from school on top of whatever snacks I had made for the day, popcorn or a veggie tray or smoothies, whatever it was that we had as our after school snack. They would have an additional option to get a sandwich or something like that. One of the things that I've been doing recently for my children as they've gotten older and more independent is making sure that we have stuff like frozen pizza or chicken nuggets or fries, hot dogs that they can make on the George Foreman grill, pancake and waffle mix with protein in it, so that they can make their own on their little miniature waffle makers. Even my 6-year-old makes her own waffles. Like she knows she gets one measurement of the powder mix and one measurement, like the same equal measurement of water and mixes that up and she can put chocolate chips in it or blueberries or cinnamon or whatever she wants to do in there, sprinkles and make her own meal. Bananas, like you can put whatever you want in that waffle thing and make it really yummy. That is something that I've made sure to do to prepare for me when I'm going to be working on certain days and they need to be able to have a snack that they can prepare themselves if they don't want to wait for dinner or if they wanted something different from what I had prepared for snack on those days. That has been really, really helpful. One of the things that I also like to do, and I've said this before, is making sure that I have allowed room in my schedule for a day off every week. I do not plan to be working in my home every day of the week. I schedule myself a day to rest. I schedule a day that I'm not doing laundry, that I'm not cleaning the kitchen, that I'm not doing these things. And when I'm saying not cleaning the kitchen, that means that maybe we use a baking sheet and we put some parchment paper on it and we throw the parchment paper away. And then the baking sheet really doesn't even need to be cleaned as long as nothing spills on it. So it can just be put away and reused again. These are some of the things that I've done, crock pot meals with the crock pot liner so that you don't have to scrub the crock pot, anything but the lid, and that can go in the dishwasher. So these are things that I've done to prepare my home so that I can take a day of rest. I have leftovers in the refrigerator. I have freezer meals available. I have things that my children can make for themselves. They can all make mac and cheese. Well, my 6-year-old doesn't quite make mac and cheese for herself. My 9-year-old makes mac and cheese. She can make hot dogs, waffles. Like there's so many things that she can make for herself. They can even make eggs in the, we have a little stoneware, egg cooker that they can use in the microwave. It's like a 1-minute egg cooker. So you put your egg in the little thing, put the lid on, and put it in the microwave for 1 minute, and it cooks it, and then she can make her little toast with it and make herself a breakfast. These are things that she could do if she had younger siblings as well, like my older ones. When they had younger siblings and I was sick with a migraine or I was recovering from having a baby or busy with a baby because they take so much of our attention and they wanted to do something to be helpful, I made sure to have things that they could make for themselves. Sometimes it was just yogurt or fruit that they could get for themselves. Sometimes I would pre-slice an entire 3 pounds of apples and put a little pineapple juice in it and put it in a container with the sliced apples. The pineapple juice keeps the apples from turning brown. But you could even just stick that in a Ziploc bag and or a container and put it in the refrigerator so that they can go and get sliced apples and eat them with peanut butter. So that they have an easy and delicious and nutritious snack and they can share that with younger siblings as well. I always, like, my kids always love frozen fruit. They think that that's a treat, like ice cream. So we do that. My older children, actually all of my children now, can make smoothies. We have a little Magic Bullet blender so they can all make their own smoothies with the frozen fruit or with peanut butter and chocolate and milk, and it tastes really yummy. They do usually put a banana in there, and I keep frozen bananas as well so that they can easily put something together. These are some of the ways that I've simplified my home so that I can take a day of rest, so that I don't have to do everything for my children. I've taught them to be independent and be able to do things on their own. I've taught them how to clean up after themselves. I've set up the dishes so that they can reach them. My little children, when I had them little, they had a cabinet or a drawer that had plastic dishes in it that they could get out on their own and fix their own water or use the plate for their snack or their sandwiches. In the bottom shelf of the pantry, I've organized that so that they can easily access their snacks and the things that they're allowed to get to, cereal or whatever it is that's in there that is for them. It's on the bottom shelf so they can reach it. There's no need to climb or break containers or anything. They can reach what they need to. And this is one of the ways that I want you to be able to live your life as well. I want you to be able to take a day of rest. If you aren't feeling well, set your kitchen up so that set your home up so that your big children or your biggest children, even if they're only three, is your oldest, they can go and get something for the younger children. Sometimes if you are having a season where everyone's not feeling well or that you have a lot of days where you need to be down and, you know, sitting or resting, or you have a newborn and you're recovering from having a baby and just caring for a baby's needs, or you have another person in your family that you are caring for and you just have a lot of time that you have to give of your time to someone else, or if you're working from home, get yourself some kid-friendly snacks, even if that means you take Ziploc bags or small containers and you package up little snacks for your kids. Maybe pack a lunchbox every day so that they can go and get that for themselves. Or set it up so they can get stuff for their baby siblings, like their younger siblings, their toddlers, so that they can be helpful and you don't have to jump to do everything. If your children love chocolate milk and you want to make chocolate, you have to go and make every individual glass, consider making it and putting it in a pitcher that has a spout on it that they can pour for themselves. Consider making it in bulk so that they can go and fill it up for themselves instead of you having to make it for them every single time. Like, I have never wanted to be the mom that was always jumping to every wish of my children in the kitchen. I hate that. It feels stressful and it feels like so much of my time is being wasted. I want my time to be used well, and jumping to do everything for my children, it doesn't feel like my time is being used well doing that. So I started doing things like making the whole loaf of sandwich bread or making a drink pitcher or the juice or something, lemonade, that my children can reach in, like, the party dispenser pitchers that have a little spout on it. My oldest child knows how to use it so they can fix the glasses for the little ones. Or maybe I would just make, instead of buying the full gallon of milk, I would get the little quart, like the little small ones, so that their toddler hands can hold it and pour it without making a disaster. Like, these are things that I've done in different seasons of my life. I still make the drinks and the pitchers. I still make sure that my kids have snacks available that they can fix for themselves. I've taught my children how to make microwave popcorn in a brown paper bag with just popcorn kernels. they know how to do that from a, I mean, my 6-year-old knows how to do that. So as soon as they can read the button and know which button to push, they can make their own popcorn. They can do snacks and stuff. Like if I haven't done it, if I've been down and sick for a couple of days, or if I've been recovering with a new baby, then that's easy. And you know what? If I wake up and I'm finally in the kitchen after being sick for 2 days, and I come in and there's dirty dishes everywhere and there's stuff all over the floor and every countertop is sticky, it still doesn't take me more than 30 minutes to clean the whole kitchen while I'm fixing my food. It really doesn't, because we don't have that much stuff. We don't. If all the dishes are dirty, then the dishwasher is likely clean. So if not, I can quickly run the dishwasher and then get the dishes stacked up and come back and load the dishwasher, unload it, and load it again when it finishes. Like this, it's not a big deal, and it's not something that has to be stressful. If you're sick, give yourself some grace and some patience. If you're down with a new baby and taking care of a baby or a sick child, or just in a really stressful season of life, sometimes your home isn't going to be clean. But it doesn't have to be disgusting. So throw the trash away and wash the dishes. Wipe the sticky off the countertops. If that's all you get to do, that's all you get to do. Just stack up the dirty dishes. Throw them in the sink with some bubbly soap. Let your toddler scrub the dishes and throw some towels down on the floor, because you know there's going to be a puddle under the sink. So just let them be helpful. Ask them to help you with it. My kids love scrubbing the dishes. As soon as they can get to the sink, I've had 18-month-old babies pull a chair over and clean the sink, like clean the dishes in the sink, because they want to. And let them redo it when they're done, but let them do it. Show them how to do it and show them how to check for the food that gets stuck on it. They love helping in those ages. So give them a chance to do it. Maybe that means you have an extra load of laundry to do. Maybe that means that your kitchen gets really wiped down instead of just a quick wipe. Maybe it gets really soapy and wet to use all the extra towels to clean it up and to dry it up. But sometimes that's just where we are in life, and we have to take time for our family in that way and for ourselves. And if we aren't caring for ourselves, we can't properly care for our family either. But you do need to prepare and have stuff available so that when you aren't feeling your best, because it sneaks up on us, it does. It sneaks up on us. I know when I got those really bad ocular migraines, I literally had blind spots in my vision. It was not safe for me to be driving a car. I didn't have the chance to go to the store before I realized I was getting a migraine so I could go make sure I had stuff for my kids. So once I realized that I was getting them more consistently, and it happened to be hormonal for me, that I realized that I needed to really make some effort, you know, put some effort in to making sure that my kids had what they needed that they could fix for themselves. Maybe that meant I bought 12 boxes of cereal at a time. Yes, I did do that for a good while in some seasons of my life. but just make sure that you have prepared your home for that. And if you're keeping up with one space a day, like I recommend, you're keeping up with cleaning and organizing one space every day, then it doesn't ever get too far behind that you can't handle catching up after a sick day. So what are some things that you can prepare for the rest of your home? Making sure that you're not down to your last couple of diapers so that you can have a day of rest and not have to run to the store and the emergency diaper pickup. Making sure you never run out of toilet paper. Always have at least one roll extra per bathroom. Always. If you run out of that one extra roll, you better plan on going to the store that day. You know, take inventory. Figure out how fast you change the rolls of toilet paper. So put that on your list so that you know and can schedule that into your groceries. Like, when are you going to run out of toilet paper? Well, get it the week before, right? What are the things that are going to be important and big problematic things that we don't have if we fall sick? Or like, we had, my family had a month
where we have had congestion and colds, and it's been one person after another, where we were just completely going through a box of tissues a day, it seemed like, between myself and my family. And it's just things like that. We ran out of tissues, so we used up, they were going through paper towels, but I didn't realize it. Those are a lot more expensive than tissues. We also ran out of toilet paper, because I wasn't keeping inventory. So these are things that we do and that I try to do and try to be better about preventing running out of. But like I said, we had had kids home sick. We had had multiple people on rotation sick with something. So I wasn't trying to go to the store, and I did stretch out way further than I had intended, but that's not something I hardly ever run out of. Like during quarantine with the toilet paper situation, I already had two packages of toilet paper. We had four bathrooms. So I always had, like, that was just my normal round of toilet paper. When I went to the store to get toilet paper, I bought the adult pack and I bought the kid pack at Costco. So we had plenty of toilet paper for everything that we needed. And I didn't have to buy any toilet paper until, I don't know, probably August before we really needed toilet paper during that chaos. And it was easy to find. It wasn't a big deal. By then, it wasn't a big deal. So, I mean, these are things that we have to prepare for, and we have to plan for, and we have to know what our family can do on their own. We have to assign tasks and have helpers. We have to have big kids that are prepared to be helping. And so training our children to be helpful during these seasons is really important too, and giving them appropriate praise and rewards for their helpful behavior and for their responsibility. So those are the things that I do for myself, and I've encouraged so many of my clients, my coaching clients, to do for themselves and my sisters and my friends and my family. I've helped them and encouraged them in those ways too, just giving them some ideas on how to be helpful. And I learned a lot of this from my mom. She had seven children, and I remember being a little girl and making eggs for my siblings. And I probably was 7 years old or so, and I was cooking eggs on the gas stove and very capable of doing it because I had been taught how. And I wanted to make sure that my children were capable of doing things on their own so that they didn't have to worry that nobody showed them how to make something or nobody taught them how to do something, and that they could completely handle doing the tasks on their own when I'm not feeling my best, and so that I don't feel like I have to do everything for them all the time. I see so many moms just completely drained and exhausted because they are doing everything for their children. Everything. They have 5-year-olds that are going to kindergarten and they're still wiping their bottoms. My children did not need me to wipe their bottoms after they were 3. Very rarely, if they had, upset tummy or something, then they would need some assistance. But that's not something that I was doing for my children. Like, I wanted them to do it from the time that they sat on the toilet to go potty. I wanted them to be able to take over that task. I don't want to be at your beck and call to do all of those things for you. I want you to be able to take care of your own needs. And not because I don't care for my children or do the things for them, but I want them to have the ability to do what they need to do so that I can take some time to help other people, to do other things, and just to be, teach them to be independent so that they feel confident and capable. And that's been really huge for my children and for me to be able to take a day of rest. And for my clients, my coaching clients, even my organizing clients that I work with, and I just tell them, I was like, oh, this is what I do for my kids. You could try this. And they're just setting up their kitchen a little bit different or changing something in their bathroom so that their children can be more self-sufficient. Setting up the kitchen with a kid's cabinet so that their little girl can reach her dishes on her own. Like, these are the things that I want moms to see you don't have to do everything. This is how you can get a day off. This is how you can get a day of rest and it not take a week to recover the house and yourself from one day of rest. It doesn't have to be so bad. There's things we can do. If your family needs it, buy a pack of paper plates. Put them in the cabinet up high. And on the days that you're not feeling well, pull them down. Pull down a few for that day. There's been seasons when I have set them up on the countertops for my children to be able to reach and get what they need. And it's been beautiful. It's been so helpful. And sometimes it lasts for a couple of months that we're using paper plates because I can't handle the constant running out of plates in the kitchen or just constantly having dishes in the sink or on the counter throughout the day when my kids are home in the summer. That stresses me out. A messy kitchen makes me feel like my whole house is a mess. So that is one of the first places that I simplify things. The very first places, because it feels so overwhelming and paralyzing. And I just feel so exhausted and overwhelmed when my whole kitchen is. So if my kitchen's messy, I just make sure and clean it up. Like that's gotta be a priority. My husband, on the other hand, he can't handle messy floors. So he comes in, he starts moving things off the floor because I don't know if you do the same thing, but your kids come in, they drop stuff, they come downstairs, they drop stuff. So the entryway and the hallway get droppings throughout the day. And it doesn't matter how old they are. Usually by the time they're 12, they're done with this, but under 12, they are still dropping things on the floor throughout the day. So making sure that my children are picking up after themselves. If they leave it on the floor, they probably don't need to keep it. So a lot of times that stuff gets donated. If they keep leaving it on the floor, it doesn't stay at the house. And they know that. I give them a warning and then it disappears. So that is how I've given myself time to rest. And that's how you can do it too. I hope that these tips have been helpful for you. I hope that you are encouraged with some ways that you can take some of the stress off of your shoulders and make time for you to rest and not feel guilty about sitting there and not doing everything for your children. Your job is to help them to be capable of doing the things that they're meant to do, doing the things that they need to do to live away from you. And that means that sometimes they have to learn by making a mess, by spilling the milk, cleaning it up, because it doesn't clean itself up. You have to clean it up. So teaching them from a young age and making it so that they are capable of doing as much as possible for themselves is really, really beneficial to them and really helpful for you. So I hope that this inspires you and gives you some helpful ideas, whatever season of life you're in, whether you have littles at home or it's just you and your husband or an older child at home and you just want to have some reason to take some of the stress off. And this is how you can divide out the tasks, prepare some meals ahead, plan for some no cooking days where you just throw something in and heat it up, like have some leftovers, use the paper dishes and throw them away. There's so many things that you can do that will keep you from having to do more work. And to keeps you from having to clean and scrub the kitchen every day. Like there are things we can do to make things easier on ourselves and so that we can have some downtime and a day that we are able to really rest and recover or just take a day of rest like we need to do every week. It's literally commanded in the Bible that we should take a day of rest. Keep the Sabbath day holy and take a day of rest. So don't forget that. Be sure to prioritize that resting time. Your body needs it. Your mind needs it. Your soul needs it. And when you don't get it, your body shuts down. Things start shutting down. Your body stops working properly. You feel out of sorts because you're running both candles, you know, both ends of the candle. You're just burning everything you've got. And there's only so much time that we can do that before we shut down. So don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in burnout mode. because you're going, and forgetting to take a day of rest. All right, Mama, I love you so much. I can't wait to talk to you again really soon. Be sure to reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's anything specific that I can help you with. You can reach me at thesosmom.com or you can call me 704-759-6816. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey friend, thanks for listening to this episode of the SOS Mom Show. I hope that you have been inspired and feel less overwhelmed and able to take on your projects at home after listening to this show. If you want more of the behind the scenes and to connect with me, you can find me in the Facebook group at the SOS Mom Show, that's in Facebook groups, or email me at hello@thesosmom.com. I will be there waiting to answer your questions and to help you simplify, organize, and style your home and your life. I am praying for you. I hope you have a blessed day. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Did I say it right?